Jesus.
Hallelujah. Come on, take just one more minute now and just worship God from the bottom of your heart. Speak out words of praise and honor and appreciation to our great God. You could risk a hallelujah or an amen. Or,
we love
oh, hallelujah. You are awesome, God.
You are an awesome God.
We worship you. My
There's
Jesus.
No one like my Lord, Jesus.
And we will give you all the honor and
amen,
all the glory
amen,
because
amen,
you are worthy. You are worthy. Hallelujah. You, Jesus.
Jesus.
You, Jesus. It's all about Jesus.
It is, Lord.
And everybody in Destiny said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated, please. It is wonderful to see so many people here in the first service, and we know the second one is always a pack out, so wow, isn't God good? Who is this Jesus? Turn to your neighbor and say, who is this Jesus? Okay, if they're a smarty pants, they'll be telling you, I already know. If they're a disciple, they'll say, I know something, but I'm ready to learn something more today. Go on, turn to your other neighbor and say, I'm ready to learn. We just celebrated who Jesus was at Christmas. It's called the Incarnation. We're about to focus on his death on Good Friday and the resurrection on Easter Sunday. And I tell you, on that Easter Sunday, 2 weeks from now, we are going to have a party celebrating the fact that Jesus is alive. So if you're a fragile person who doesn't like praising and worship, there's plenty of other places you can go to, but in this house, we're going to be rejoicing, amen? But we want you to come with us. Hallelujah. But who is Jesus, really? Jesus asked that question, and let's turn to this in Mark chapter 8, verse 27 through 29. Jesus asked his disciples, who do people say I am? They replied, some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, and still others one of the prophets. And then he came to this really important couple of words. He says, but what about you? And I'm asking you today, what about you? Who do you, because who you believe Jesus to be will make all the difference in your life. It will make a difference. It will make the total difference. Not just what you know about him, but who you believe him to be. What about you, he asked. Who do you say I am? And Peter answered, you are the Christ, which means the anointed one, the one sent from God, the one empowered by God. You are the one who's on the mission from God. God so loved the world that he sent his one and only son. You, Jesus, are the anointed one, the Messiah. We're going to leave the story there. It's interesting to read the rest of it. But, you know, who you believe Jesus to be will not change who he is, but it will change who he is for you. Because if you believe Jesus to be your Savior and that he actually died on Good Friday to forgive your sins and make a way for you to be born again, and then he rose again on Easter Sunday, if you believe it, guess what? You're going to get saved. Because the Bible says this in Acts 16:31, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. So who you believe him to be, if you believe him to be your Savior, that's what he will become. Salvation is happening in this house Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. Only this last Sunday, we've already heard about that. Who you believe him to be, he will be to you. If you believe that Jesus heals, then he will become your healer. Because we've got to believe who he is. And we've got to believe who God, who sent him. The Bible says in Acts chapter 10:38 that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went about doing good and healing. If you believe that he is the healer, then the very moment that you've got any problems in your body, you will say, Jesus, I'm believing for you to be my healer. By your stripes, I'm healed. It doesn't mean you won't go and see a doctor. That's also part of what God does. But inside your heart, you will be saying, I'm believing that he is my healer. Some parts of the Christian church don't want to believe that Jesus heals anymore. Well, that's okay if they don't believe it. That doesn't matter. They won't get their healing. But we can believe what Jesus did, what he did when he was here, and what he told us that we can do, that we can lay our hands on the sick and they shall stay sick. That's not what it says. So don't tell me that this is something that's just Bible time for Jesus. This is our time for us. We can lay our hands on the sick and they shall recover. That's Bible. In Luke chapter 4, verse 18, concerning Jesus and the same thing about healing, it says, the Spirit of the Lord is on me. And Jesus said, this verse is fulfilled in your own eyes. He's on me because he's anointed me to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim freedom for the prisoners, that's people who are in any sort of bondage. There are many people today who are locked up inside themselves. They're locked up emotionally, they're locked up mentally, they're locked up physically, they're locked up financially, they're locked up and they live in an ever-decreasing world. Jesus came to set you free. If you believe that he came to set you free, then you are free and you will be free. Maybe you're watching me sat at home today, right now, and you're saying, well, I was afraid to go out. It's okay. Jesus is going to set you free, and you're going to be out there, baby, sometime very soon, because whom the Son sets free, you're going to be free indeed. Hallelujah. Jesus came for recovery of sight for the blind, not only physically blind, but spiritually blind. People who couldn't see, people who had no idea about a future. But when you start to believe that your life is in God's hands, wow, your future suddenly gets shone up in technicolor and you say, I know in whom I have believed and he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him until that day, and I've got a future to release the oppressed and to proclaim the years of the Lord's favor. What a wonderful Jesus. Who is Jesus? He is who he is, but he is for you who you believe him to be. Because unless you believe it for yourself, and that action is not going to take place in your life. Let me tell you something that is just straight truth. Jesus is God. All of the other religions of the world will acknowledge him to be a significant religious figure, a prophet or something like that. But I want to tell you, I believe with all of my heart, and I think the Bible tells us this, not only in the pages of the old, but also in the pages of the new, that Jesus is Lord God. He is divine. He is God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So God was the one who died for you on the cross. There was only one that could have done that. He is God. He's the Creator. He's the Lord. He's the whole reason for all of this. In John chapter 1, verse 1, it says this, in the beginning was the Word. Now, this is a clever play on words. It's actually the word logos, but it's referring to Jesus. So I want you to think about Jesus every time you hear or you see the word Word there in capital W's. It says, in the beginning was the Word, Jesus. And Jesus was with God because he was God. And the Word was God, the divine God. He was with God. In the beginning, before anything was, he was. Jesus did not come into existence at Christmas. Before that, before the pages of the Old Testament, before Adam and Eve were ever created, Jesus was. He was the Alpha and the Omega. He was the beginning. He was the end. He's there the whole time through. And it says, through him, that's Jesus, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life. He was able to bring life and speak life because he was the way, the truth, and the life. He's the author of life. Jesus is calling you to be his friend. What an awesome concept. That I could be a friend of Jesus and he can be a friend of mine. In John 15, verse 13, it says, greater love hath no man than this. Then he laid down his life for his friends. And then he says, you are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, I call you friends. What a friend we have in Jesus. All my sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful? Who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. He wants to be your friend. Friend. See, Jesus is the key to everything that you'll ever need for life. Everything you need for life and eternity and for godly living. You see, Jesus said this, I am the way, your way. I'll make a way, way. I'll open a door for you. There's no wall that's going to stand in your way. I'm going to make a way. There's no obstacle, past, present, or future that is going to stop you. I'm going to make a way. God is the door opener. Never say that you've hit a dead end when Jesus is in control. Who Jesus is, you need to believe he is the way maker. We love that song, don't we? He is the way maker. He makes a way. You might say, but I'm financially bust. He'll make a way. You might say, I'm very sick. He'll make a way. You might say, I've had a lot of problems in my relationships. He'll make a way. You might say, I've made some mistakes. It's okay. He's going to put you back on your feet and he's going to make a way for you. He is the way. He's the truth. When you know that truth, you're going to be set free. Believe the truth of what Jesus said, and he is the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. What an awesome Jesus. Who is this Jesus? Well, he's also King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Revelation 17, verse 14 says, they, that's the enemies of Christ, will make a war against the Lamb. We know him to be Jesus, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. But the Lamb will overcome them because he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and with him will be his called and chosen and faithful followers. I'd like to think that I'm one of them, yeah? There's a song about that as well, isn't there? King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Do you know that song? Come on, help me. Closest friend, strong deliverer, beginning and end. All within me falls at your throne. Your majesty, I can but bow. I lay my all before you now. In royal robes, I don't deserve. I live to serve your majesty. He is King of Kings. You know, when we come into the presence of God, never just come and say, oh, I've come to church. You've come into the presence of the King of Kings. In royal robes we don't deserve. We come and worship him. Which is why every member of our church and every person that ever gets born again needs to become a worshiper. Some people say, well, I'm not into that sort of thing. That's okay, you don't have to be. But if you believe that he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, you'll very soon turn into be a worshiper. And you'll be wanting to bless the Lord. And you'll be wanting to magnify him. And you won't be able to sit down. You won't be able to keep quiet. You'll become one of those enthusiast, happy, clappy people that you've made fun of in the past. But you'll say, Jesus is worth it all. Jesus is compassionate. Who is this Jesus? He's someone with a great big heart for you. Loving you, loving other people. Forgiving you, forgiving other people. Remember that you want God to forgive you. Just be as ready to give other for you to forgive other people like you want God to forgive you. It's important, Father, forgive me, but let me forgive others as you forgive me. He's made a plan for us. Matthew chapter 14, verse 14, Jesus, it says, saw a large crowd, and he said to his disciples, oh, send them away, I couldn't be bothered. Didn't say that. He said he had compassion on them, and he healed their sick. Jesus calls. Who is he? He's a caller. He's a caller out. He's calling you to follow him. In Matthew 16:24, it says, if anyone come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but if whoever loses his life for me will find it. Take my life and let it be consecrated. I give it all to you. Whoa, I'm not sure I'm ready to make that prayer. Well, that's okay. You don't have to. But if you believe and you see Jesus as being calling you, then to lay down your life at his asking is the best thing that you can ever do. Throughout my life, I've reiterated that response to God so many times and said, God, here I am. Here's my life. Here's all I am. Here's my future. He's all I have. Everything is laid down on the altar for God because Jesus is calling us. Who is this Jesus? Well, he is the resurrection and the life. In John 11:25, Jesus said, I am. Now, there's a lot of I ams in the New Testament, and I haven't got time to go through them all, so I've just picked this one for now. He says, I am the resurrection, because it's Easter in 2 weeks' time as well. This works, doesn't it? I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? I've read that verse hundreds and hundreds of times through the years of my ministry at funeral services. We just had a dear brother in our church die, you know, and there will be others. All of us will at one stage if we live long enough, won't we, until Jesus comes. But it's not a hopeless end. We have an endless hope. And our hope is this. In God we live. He is our resurrection. Even though if we die in this body, we're going to live forever. We believe. And it asks the question, do you believe this? And that's the message of that's the point of my message today is this. Do you believe it? Because what you believe, it will be for you. If you don't believe it, it's true, but it won't be true for you. There's something about his name, isn't there? Something in a name, isn't there? God exalted him. Philippians 2, verse 9 through 11 says this. God exalted him, that's Jesus, to the highest place. Oh, my God. And gave him the name that is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee would bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. That's all the bad lot. Even the bad lot are going to confess the name of Jesus. You know that, don't you? And every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. That's our Jesus. King of kings, Lord of lords, exalted, highest name, highest. I mean, what a one. That's our Jesus. No wonder I'm not ashamed of the fact that our church is exuberant and full of life and noisy and, you know, and we don't mind saying a quick hallelujah, do we? Hallelujah. Well, we could do better than that, couldn't we? A quick. Why? Because we know who he is. Do you believe it? In John chapter 14, verse 13-14, Jesus said, I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me anything in my name, and I will do it. Who is this Jesus? Jesus, you should call his name Jesus. There's something about that name, isn't there? Well, there's so many songs here that I couldn't imagine. Let's go for this one. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess him, King of glory now. 'Tis the Father's pleasure we should call him Lord, who from the beginning was the mighty Word. Oh, we haven't got time for any more. Right? It's at the name of Jesus. But what about this one? Jesus. 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 There's just something about that name. Oh, come on, worship him as we sing it. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name. Oh, there's something about that name. Right now, wherever you are, whatever's going on in your life, the name of Jesus, if you believe it, will make all the difference. There's healing in His name. There's release in His name. There's power in the name of Jesus. Jesus. Oh, a few weeks ago, we spoke that name. Do you remember at the end of a song, we speak Jesus. Jesus over your family. Jesus in every situation. And I'm speaking that name over you right now. The name of Jesus, who you believe Him to be, will make all the difference in your life, in your marriage, in your family, in your finances, in your health, in your strength, in your peace, in your joy, in your hope. It doesn't matter what it is. The name of Jesus makes all the difference. I already mentioned He's the Alpha and He's the Omega. Who is this Jesus? Well, Alpha and Omega are the first letter and the last letter of the alphabet, okay? So we would go A to Z, wouldn't we? And the Americans would go A to Z. How did they get Z out of Z? I don't know. But it's the beginning and the end. It's a picture. He's the Alpha and Omega. In Revelation 22, verse 33, says, I am the Alpha and the Omega. I'm the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Whoa, that reminds me of another song. You are Alpha and Omega. I worship You, my God. You are worthy to be. Oh, you can stay sat and be boring if you want to. Come on, let's come into His presence right now as we sing this song. You ready? Come on, let's do it again. You are Alpha and Omega, we worship You, our God. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega, we worship You, our God. You are worthy to be praised. We give You all the glory. We worship You, our God. You are worthy to be praised. We give You all the glory. We worship You, our God. You are worthy to be. Come on, let's just worship Him a moment. He's the Alpha and the Omega. You're the beginning and the end. Oh, hallelujah. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship You, our God. You are worthy to be praised. Oh, hallelujah. You are Alpha and the Omega. Oh, hallelujah. You can sit down again if you... There's nothing wrong with you standing when we're preaching either, you know. Sometimes when I'm in African places and somebody... If I'm speaking or something and they connect with it, they'll stand up and they'll... First time somebody did it, they stood up and pointed at me like this. And I thought, what did I do wrong? Then I realized he was just saying, you're talking to me, brother. You do it sometimes. You haven't done it recently. I'm talking to you, okay? Jesus loves His church. Who is this Jesus? He's a lover of His church. Oh, hallelujah. In Matthew 16, verse 18 says, I will build My church, and the gates of Hades, that's hell, will not overcome it. What it means, the other word for overcome there is prevent it or stop it. There's nothing that the devil can do to stop the rise of the Church of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you just for a moment, I haven't really got the time to do this, but he will try and stop it by causing confusion, by causing fallout, by getting hold of people and whispering down their ear and this and that and the other. I want to tell you something, despite all of that, despite his best intentions, Jesus said, I'm going to build my church. And he's doing it in this place. And hell, demons, and even troublesome people are not going to be able to stop it. And we've got evidence of that right here, right now. We're seeing him building his church. In Ephesians 5:25, it says, Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. So I tell you something, when Jesus given himself up for her, that is the church, he's going to win, amen? He's not going to give his life up for something that is going to fizzle out. Say, oh, it's getting worse and worse out there. Yes, it is, but it's going to get better and better in here and inside the kingdom of God. And oh, hallelujah. One more, Jesus is coming again. World without end. Well, a day is coming when Jesus is going to come again. John chapter 14, verse 1 says this, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me so that where I am, you will be also. I was raised on a recipe or a diet of Jesus coming again. How many of you back from there know about this song? It goes like this. Have I got enough coming out of there? Because I can hardly hear myself here, so it's all right, is it? Okay. Soon and very soon, we are gonna see the King. Soon and very soon, we are gonna see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. What are you all sat down for? Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to see the King. Are you right about this? No more crying there. We are going to see the King. No more crying there. We are going to see the King. No more crying there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we're going to see the one more, and I haven't really got more time, so no more dying there. We are going to see the no more dying there. We are going to see the King. No more dying there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to see the King. Woo. There's 100 more of those that I played in the middle of me studying for this. You can be sit down again, just but that was the last one, okay? Because the clock has just chimed. But finally, who is this Jesus? He's a caller. He's a welcomer. He's a receiver. He's coming to call you today. John chapter 10, verse 10 says this, I've come so that you can have life I've come so you can have it. If you want it, you've got to believe it. You've just got to come to God with a sense of faith in your heart and say, God, the world and the expectations and normal brain might tell me this is impossible, but you believe that Jesus is with you. He's come to give you life. He's going to bring you through. If you believe him, he'll give you life. And my final verse in Matthew chapter 11, 28, he says, come to me, all you that are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. In a world that's sick and tired of being sick and tired, who is this Jesus? He's the giver of rest. He's the giver of peace. He's the giver of hope. What a wonderful Jesus he is, isn't he? Would you stand one more time with me? I'm going to pray, and then the band are going to lead us in what might be a new song for some of you, but I came across this song, and I said to Dan during the week, can you learn this song? And he already knew it, so, which is great. This is my prayer for you. May God give you peace. May the life giver breathe new life into you. May the healer give you life and healing. May the peace giver say to you, all things are working together for good for you, and it is well with your soul. Some of you have got burdens back home. You've got burdens in your family. You've got burdens all sorts of places. Well, God says that if you'll trust him, he'll take care of that. He'll bring you through. And if you've never given your life to Jesus Christ, why don't you join all these other people that these days are starting to become a Christian here? You come and talk to us afterwards. Any of my team, come and say to them, today's the day that I need to become a Christian. And that's going to be an immense thing, a life-changing thing to you. Who is this Jesus? Oh, he's my Savior. He's my Lord. He's my friend. He's my coming King. He's my healer. He's my Redeemer. He's my rock. He's the Alpha and he's the Omega. He's the bright morning star. He's the lily of the valley. He's the, oh my Jesus, you are wonderful. Come on, lead us in the song.